Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks are ready to work as they're back on home ice tonight to battle one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, the Carolina Hurricanes. A good road team like the Canes loves those easy points, but the Hawks are simply not giving them away. Hi again, everyone. John Whiteman along with Kaylee Chelios and Joe Brad.
Carolina likes to play aggressive. They like to attack. So it's going to be up to the Chicago Blackhawks to be very careful between the blue lines with the puck.
Martinuk will wind it out to the right point to Burns. Backing up, he'll fire. He scores. And this was deflected in front of the Hawk net. Not sure which one of the Canes got it. It might have been Jordan Martinuk, and I believe it is. And it's a 1-0 lead for Carolina. The goal at 9:45 of period number one. Colin Blackwell.
What did you see in the first 20 minutes and what made it difficult to create offense against this team?
They play a really tight game, really aggressive, so they were kind of buzzing around out there, I thought. We did a pretty good job sometimes to weather their storm. I think our power play was snapping around out there. A lot of guys were making good chances and good plays in order to get on the power play and stuff. So I think we can clean up a couple things, including myself. I kind of got my stick lifted there at the other blue line. So just little things like that to prevent them from kind of reattacking and, you know, taking chances that way.
Haley, the start of this first period really was played pretty solid by the Hawks.
Colin Blackwell said it well, too. I mean, they weathered the storm at times. They certainly didn't dictate play or possess the puck in the offensive zone. Probably too many one-and-dones.
Svechnikov moves it right circle, and a shot from Mason. Glove save made by Mrazek. Outstanding save by Peter Mrazek. And you could say, well, he knows these Hurricane players. Boy, that was the second look at that. I mean, Mrazek really made a nice save there.
Carolina, to their credit, they're a very good defensive team, an accountable team, and they've made it very difficult to get inside. They have to do more to try to challenge this goaltender who's playing so well right now for Carolina. Kochetkov has been a wall tonight for Carolina. They had a few chances. The Reese Johnson chance shorthanded.
Now it's picked off by Reese Johnson, shorthanded, right in on goal, shoots! Oh, and Kochetkov went down and shut the door with a butterfly save.
What a chance for Johnson. Blackwell got off the ice, and Carolina thought they'd move the puck over and make that east-west pass, make it more difficult to get in the zone on the Hawks, but here comes Reese Johnson. Jonathan Toews in around the net.
One of those days where you're not flying by any means. It's a good team, and you know, if we bury some of those chances, power play, 5-on-5, whatever it is, then you know, we can hang around a little bit longer.
3 seconds, Reese Johnson clears to center ice, 2 seconds, one, and Pyotr Kochetkov picks up his first career National Hockey League shutout, stopping all 27 Blackhawks shots here tonight as the Hurricanes prevail 3-0.